again, everybody, and welcome to the Good Cheer Program. I'm Chauncey Griffith, and I'm so glad to have you along. This week, the Good Cheer Program is brought to you in part by the Kentucky National Guard. Text KYGUARD to 95577 to join, and don't forget to remember them in your prayers as well. Hey, this week's guest on the program is none other than Mr. Pete Baker. We've had him on the program before, and I enjoyed it so much, and we had great feedback, so I thought, why not ask him back? He's actually going to share just a little tidbit of the sermon that he delivered on Sunday morning this past Sunday. It's definitely good stuff, and I hope you're blessed by it, and blessed by the interview that Pete gives. What a great guy who provides such an awesome witness for the Lord. But before we go on any farther, I hope everyone out there is having a great day, and don't forget, you're happy when you're laughing. Here's Mark Bishop.
This is Mark Bishop, and you're happy when you're laughing. I was telling Luther the other day about my nephews and how well they're doing in school. They get good grades. They both march in the band. He said, my nephews are all grown now. The oldest one, Theodore, got caught making counterfeit money. That feller went and made a bunch of $18 bills. He thought he could pass them off down there at the flea market, and he went to one booth and said, can you make change for an $18 bill? And the lady behind the counter said, would you like that in 3 sixes or a couple of nines? Me and Flora, we went to visit him down there at the jail, and we were sitting behind the glass, and when they brought him in, he was a-jumping straight up and down. When he sat down, I said, what in the world's the matter with you? And he said, I just took my medicine, and I forgot to shake it. Before that, he was a-working down there at the Everything for a Dollar store, but he got fired because if something come to the register that didn't have a tag, he'd holler back to the boss and say, how much is this? If Theodore's ship ever does come in, he'll probably be at the airport.
I just felt led this week to share a short Bible verse. It's a really short one. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. And the Bible verse goes like this. Rejoice always. Now at face value, that seems like great advice. But here what the Apostle Paul is trying to get the readers to do is demonstrate an attitude of joy at all times. Even though life is hard, we have so much to be happy about. We have so much to rejoice about. We may not be happy about the circumstances we face sometimes in our life. Just like the early Christians weren't happy about being persecuted for the fact that they were Christians. But they still had inner joy because they remembered all that God had done for them. And that goes for each and every one of us. I just wanted to share that short verse this week. Thought maybe it would benefit somebody. Just remember what the Apostle Paul told us. Rejoice always, because you've got Jesus on your side. And on that note, we're going to play a song. This is a new recording by the Inspiration Quartet. It's called Enter In. We're going to play that one, and then when we return, we'll be joined by Mr. Pete Baker here on the Good Cheer Program.
Angels are looking o'er the realms of glory,
watching over you and me.
But Jesus is lighting the pathway that you and I might see. Just a few more days to travel,
then he'll roll the clouds away.
And I'll see Jesus, see my Lord, and hear him say,
enter in,
enter in.
My child, well done.
My child, well done. You've kept the faith. You've kept the faith. Your race is run. Your race is run.
The golden streams.
The golden streams.
They are now yours.
They are now yours. Resigning, but climbing up higher to the cross. Though at times it seems I'm failing,
Christ never fails to remind me
of the great homecoming where we'll sing in the Jubilee.
Enter in,
enter in.
My child, well done.
My child, well done.
You've kept the faith.
You've kept the faith. Your race is run. Your race is run.
They are now yours.
They are now yours.
Your labors are over.
Your labors are over forevermore.
Oh, enter in.
Enter in.
My child, well done.
My child, well done.
You've kept the faith.
You've kept the faith. Your race is run. Your race.
and streams.
They are now yours.
They are now yours.
Your labors are on.
Your labors are on forevermore.
And we're back on the Good Cheer program. We're now being joined by a good buddy of mine, Mr. Pete Baker. Man, thanks for coming back. Oh.
Glad to be back. Love doing it.
No, you've been preaching at Central Baptist the last few weeks, which mm-hmm. is where I go to church. Man, I love to hear you preach.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to hear.
Yeah. I want to say it on the radio so, you know, other people
hear it. So other people can hear it.
Hey, so the message you preached on this past Sunday, mm-hmm. and as I was sitting there listening to it, I was like, man, this applies to everybody. And it really hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought that would be a cool topic to share on the radio okay. this week.
It's out of Luke chapter 6. The wise and foolish builder, just kind of really looking at what type of foundation are you building yourself on? You know, Jesus tells us, he says, you know, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? And then he goes on to say, I'll show you what the man's like who not only comes to me and hears me, but then also puts it into practice. And so that's the threefold part. A lot of times we think, let's get them saved. And then we don't know what happens after that. But it's that surrender you have to Christ. And then it's that discipleship where you are building yourself, that foundation in Christ, but you have to go not just hearing about it, reading about it, but then you got to put it into practice, the obedience part.
Sure.
And that's kind of where we sort of fall off sometimes with the obedience.
Yeah. It reminds me of what you mentioned in the sermon in Matthew chapter 7, the story of the two guys building their house.
Yep.
One on sand, one on solid rock, and which mm-hmm. one lasted.
Luke writes that Jesus said, one man dug deep. And to be strong in your faith takes some work. I mean, it's not I came forward, I got saved, I got baptized. Everything's good. It's all just going to fall in my lap. Now you got to work, which means you got to put the work in. You got to put the prayer in. You got to put the reading in, the study in, those things. And when you do, then your faith starts to grow and you want to start sharing that by being obedient and doing the things that Christ says. Love your neighbors. You know, don't judge people. We move beyond just sitting in a pew to taking it out into the world.
And that's where those fruits of the Spirit come in.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
I'm learning here. And this is awesome. But that's where that love, peace, patience, gentleness, mm-hmm. kindness, self, all that stuff comes in.
Yeah, because, you know, and right up before this, the wise and foolish builder, he talks about a tree and its fruit. It says a good tree produces good fruit. Well, that means a good man produces good fruit.
Exactly.
Evil man produces evil.
And just to go a step farther on that, we talk every week on here, almost every week, about the peace that surpasses all understanding. Mm-hmm. And some people, I feel like when they get saved, they're like, well, nothing happened. I don't feel any different.
Where is it?
Where is it? You're talking about that right now.
Yeah. When you get saved, you want to know when is everything just going to matter. It's like, it's not like God says, okay, now every problem you've ever going to have is completely taken away from you.
And that's what I'm saying when I say people are like, wait a minute, what? There's no difference here.
Yeah. You're still going to face all the trials and tribulations that are going to come your way. But I can look this way is when your house gets shook, what's your foundation going to do? Are you going to be able to withstand whatever comes your way, or are you just going to crumble? And you know, there's just a lot of people that they build their life around their family. You know, it might be maybe their spouse, their kids, or it's all about their job, or it's all about the possessions that they have. But those can't do anything for you. That's
right.
Just stuff. And when, you know, if they came in next week and said, you no longer have a job, how would you withstand it? Would you crumble or would you be able to stand firm and say, God, I know you're in control. This has been taken away, but I know there's something else that you want me to do.
Sure. And if you're following his will, you're ready to rock and roll anyway.
You're ready.
And that kind of reminds me of back in the book of James where it says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, because that's what produces perseverance.
My wife's been reading that passage for me the last couple of days. You know, she said, consider it pure joy. And I said, that's a hard thing for us to take in.
Yeah.
But we have to, because the only way our faith can really grow is if it gets tested. I mean, we have to be able to trust God to get us through tough times.
Sure.
And if we don't ever have a tough time, then we would never know what God can do. There's been a lot of times in my life that I've really had to rely on God.
Even after you were saved?
Sure. You know, last time on radio, I told you I retired. That was a huge thing to do. I mean, that was a big step to take to say, okay, I'm not going to teach anymore, and I'm going to trust you, God, that this is what you put in front of me to do, and we're just going to go. And you know what? God's blessed me through this.
So absolutely.
It's been great.
All right, so switching gears just a little bit. You know, we turn on the TV, see all, every time you turn on the TV, watch the news, something crazy's happening. You know, whether it's, you know, I don't need to elaborate. We all
national
know what I mean.
Or local.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, as a Christian, as a guy who's in the Bible, in the Word all the time, every time I see you, you got one with you, and I think that's awesome. I respect that. As a guy who's got a pretty good foundation going, what do you recommend to people, you know, as far, what's your advice to people who turn on the TV and see that kind of thing?
Everywhere you look, you see the Bible being fulfilled. And, you know, you hear people say, well, if God's so loving, then why is he allowing this stuff to happen? Well, the Bible told us it's going to happen because it's coming to an event, and that event is going to be the final judgment. And if you've never accepted Christ, if you're not living a life for Christ, we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Jesus tells us, Matthew said, there comes a day I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats.
Sure.
And the sheep are my followers. The goats, well, goats are goats. Those are the unruly ones that just went and did their own thing always. So to tell people, what would I say to them? It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
At least here on this earth.
On this earth, it's not going to get better.
Yep.
And if you can't see what God is doing, then, you know, the Bible says eyes are blinded.
That's it. And to me, it helps me sleep at night. Just knowing all I got to do is turn it over to him. He's got my back. He's got both sides. He's got all out in front. I'm covered.
Yeah. I, you know, turn on the news or whatever it might, and you just see everything that's going on, and you're like, God, you're in control. You know, you hear all these people who get sick, and you're like, it's like, God, you're in control. There's nothing that we can do about it. I can't make anybody better, but I know God can.
Sure. And if it's his will, he will.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Got a couple more things for you. First of all, we do a verse of the week here on the program every week. You got one you'd like to share with us?
How about Acts chapter 4, verse 12?
All right.
Luke wrote, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
Amen.
I love that verse.
Yep, me too. What made you pick that one this week?
Kind of thinking about what, you know, preached on last Sunday and thinking about what coming up this Sunday, where I'm kind of been looking at the first sermon. There's no other salvation except through Christ. And, you know, I read that an article, and it said that 1 in 5 said it is correct to say that Jesus is the only way for salvation to get into heaven. So that means that 4 out of 5 believe there's other ways, and these are born again Christians saying there's other ways that you can get to heaven. That verse right there says there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that last Sunday, you know, during the morning service there, I thought of that verse.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I've read all these surveys and articles that comes out about it, and some of the ones that have come out from even the Southern Baptists, and saying that memberships for Southern Baptist churches is upwards of, like, I don't know, 50 million people.
Yeah.
But on any given Sunday, there might be 10 to 12 million people sitting in churches.
Sure.
Where's the rest of them?
Sure.
You know, they've taken up a membership, but yet they're not practicing being a part of that church body. Kind of goes back to what kind of foundation are they building on.
Absolutely.
Not to say anything wrong with AAU sports and things like that, but, you know, I just know hear a lot of people say, well, I can't go because my kid's got basketball tournaments or baseball or softball or whatever it might be. They got those tournaments on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, man, they must be playing year round because we never see.
Yeah,
we never see you.
My wife Kristen and I, we made the commitment a long time ago that, you know, once all this starts, sports and all this stuff, Wednesdays and Sundays, we're at church.
Yeah.
Regardless of any of it, we're going to church. And mm-hmm. our boys will be there and back to that foundation.
Yeah.
And we're trying to start a foundation for them, too.
Because it's important for them because they need to know church is important.
Absolutely.
You know, I always tell everybody that, you know, I was a drug baby. I was drugged to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I mean, it was what my mom and dad went. And we
sure.
went. You know, I didn't have a – I remember when I was in middle school playing football. Well, practice went from like 5 to 7. Not for me, though. 6 o'clock, I got in the car and we went to church.
That's right.
To church in my whatever I was wearing for football practice because you went to church.
And do you feel like that helped your relationship with Christ throughout your life?
Yeah.
Just knowing that church came before other things like that?
Yeah, because it showed that what's important. Football was – I loved it.
Sure.
But it wasn't what was important in
sure.
life.
You know? Sure.
I think that's – you know, go back to those foundations. A lot of parents just aren't building that good foundation for their kids. They're letting the kids realize that – the sports are more important,
right.
or us going to do this is more important than being in church.
But the Bible says otherwise.
Forsake not to assemble yourselves together.
There you go. Hey, Pete, man, I really do appreciate you. I got one more thing for you, and you got all the time you need here. If somebody listening right now doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus, what would you have to say to that person?
It could be the hardest decision you ever have to make, but it's the most rewarding decision you'd ever make. That moment of just when you surrender and you allow Christ to just completely fill you, there's no words to describe it. Because when it happens, you know, you were talking earlier about people like, well, I just don't feel any different. You know, how come all this stuff is still going on around me?
Sure.
But there's that moment that when it happens, that peace that comes over you that you're like, it's like you can breathe.
Yep.
You know, just to tell people, don't hold back. Don't allow your pride, your self, to keep you from that surrender. To know what it's like to truly love God and be loved by God.
I know somebody out there needed to hear that. We always close out with a song. Do you got something you'd like to play this week?
Yeah, how about song by Casting Crowns, What If I Gave Everything?
There you go. I think that's pretty appropriate, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, thanks again, man.
Oh, no problem. Enjoy doing it.
Yes, sir. We'll be back right after this on the Good Cheer program.
All my life I longed to be a hero. My sword raised high, running to the battle. I was gonna take giants down. Be a man you would write about. Deep in my chest is the heart of a warrior. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding back from you? I hear you call me out into deeper waters, but I settle. Still standing here, so afraid would it my cost to follow you. I'd walk by faith if I could get these feet to move, but I don't want to live that way. I don't want to look back someday on a life that never stepped across the line. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding back from you? You've given me a faith that can move the mountain, but I'm still playing in the sand, building little kingdoms that'll never stand. I hear you call me up into deeper waters, but I still. I'm so tired of standing here. What if I gave everything to you? What if I gave everything? everything. Say goodbye to standing here.
That was Casting Crowns singing a song called What If I Gave Everything. Speaking of giving everything, we know John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Folks, he gave everything for us so that we might be able to spend eternity with him. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and you feel something just isn't right inside of you, or like maybe something's missing, why not take the chance? Invite him in, accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, and I promise it will be the best decision that you make for all of eternity. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And that's each and every one of us. Anyone out there listening that doesn't know Jesus, take that leap. And then live your life for him. Let him guide you, and your life here on this earth will change for the better. And once that's over, you'll get to spend all of eternity with him. And I can't even begin to describe how awesome that's going to be. Hey, a big thank you to Pete Baker for being on the program this week. I hope you were blessed by the interview. I just love getting to talk to the guy and letting him. And I always tell people that doing this program, I'm able to be ministered to on a one-on-one basis every week. I hope you were as blessed by what he has to say as I am. Also, don't forget this week's verse of the week. It's out of the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. There is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And that name, folks, is Jesus Christ. Also, don't forget to look up the Good Cheer program on Facebook. Send us a message if you got a request for a song to play or a guest or a topic to be covered. Anything like that. We'd love to honor any requests. Tell your friends and neighbors about the program. If we can reach one person with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I call that a huge success. Don't forget, new episodes of the Good Cheer program debut every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on the Cool Hits Gospel Channel online. We're also on Sunday mornings on Cool Hits 105.7 FM in Ashland, Kentucky at 8:30 a.m. And then again on the Cool Hits Gospel Channel, Sundays at noon. All episodes are available on demand at your convenience at coolhits1057.com under the podcasts, as well as on the Cool Hits app for any device. Hey, also, did you know that baseball was mentioned in the Bible? It's right in the front of the book, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. Get it? Big inning. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Until next week, I'm Chauncey Griffith. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for now.
Of amazing grace when they knelt at the foot of the cross. And if the hand of the merciful Savior drew you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the solid rock, somebody tell about the love and mercy waiting for the lost at Calvary.
Somebody tell.
Somebody tell. Somebody tell. This whole world needs to know about Jesus, so you can't keep it to yourself.
Somebody tell.
Somebody tell. Somebody tell.
If you have chains that are gone forever and a heart that has been redeemed, if he saved and forgiven your soul,
if your home is a wind in glory, cause here on earth the Lord has set you free,
you won't rest till the whole world knows.
Well,
somebody tell about the love and mercy waiting for the lost at Calvary.
Somebody tell.
Somebody tell. Somebody tell. This old world needs to know about Jesus, so you can't keep it to yourself.
Somebody tell.
Somebody tell. Somebody tell.
Somebody tell.
Tell about the love and mercy.
so you can keep it to yourself.
Somebody tell.
Somebody tell. Somebody tell.
Stand by what he claimed. Live enough life to save.
I heard your heart. I see your pain. Out in the dark. Out in the rain. Feel so alone. Feel so afraid. I heard you pray. In Jesus' name.
It may be midnight or midday. He's never early.
But the Lord ain't failed me yet.